Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 173 called Burial at Sea, how to deal with the sudden loss of somebody dear and near to you. Well, I just got notice when I played golf with friends that one of my golf companions died completely out of the blue, and I did address the importance of acknowledging your emotions if you want to break free in last week's episode number 172 without even knowing. Well, that couldn't be more actual as of today, and when I got the notice, that really was like a shock. He died completely out of the blue when he was in Portugal for a golf week with another friend of ours, and suddenly fell down in the bathroom and dead. So that was really a shock, and I was missing my voice some hours ago. That's why I come in a bit late. But yeah, that is of course a shock. And how do we deal with it? Well, I preach what I teach and what I do myself, and that is to really breathe into it, to avoid that the negative emotion gets stuck in my system, in my body, because that is the process that happens. So if we process and acknowledge and hear and see the emotion, then we can avoid that it gets deepened into our system. So the first and foremost way to do that is breathing, and check out some prior episodes when I told the exact process about it. And the second thing I do is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. So I tap on the meridian points, releasing the grief, like I did a lot last year in summer. That is almost 1 year that my life partner died last summer. Completely out of the blue, we found him on the couch and dead. And I had to work a lot of on myself to really process the grief and to come back to the other side and not to store it in my system. So EFT is very helpful. The other thing is, whatever is good for you, sports or whatever, for me it's golfing. When I'm golfing, I'm concentrated on where I want to hit the ball. And for that time, I nearly forget about all the problems or whatever is other concerns, because I'm fully concentrated on the play. That is another thing. So being in nature always helps me, because I'm very connected to nature. That might help you too. And taking acknowledge the sadness that comes with it, right? Because we won't be able to play another time, to chat, to see each other. And while the burial is at sea in Portugal, and that is of also the way I one to be buried once the time has come, and the time is coming for all of us. I had a prior episode on that, because we don't want to face it, but well, that is a fact. We all standing in line, and whenever the time is come, we have to go. And we try to distract and to not to face it, but well, that's just the fact. And so not only my own illness back in 2015 with cancer, and my life partner when he died, and now Sasha, the golf companion, who died out of the blue, reminded me yesterday to really be in the moment, to enjoy the moment, because we don't know about tomorrow, if tomorrow will come. So enjoying the moment is the only thing. Well, the moment is, and the presence is the only time that is. Any other thing is illusionary. Like the past is gone and the future is not here yet. But the only real time we have is right now in the moment. And yeah, we are asked to make the best out of it and to enjoy the moment. And that's what I, despite the loss and the sadness and the grief, will try to do over the weekend, and go for another play this afternoon, and yeah, try to process the emotions. So I wish you a lovely weekend, and whatever comes your way, face it heads on. That's the best way to deal with it. And denying or distracting doesn't help you any further on the long run. So have a lovely weekend, break free from whatever sucks, and have a good time. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.